We're getting ready for the tip-off. Okay, coming up here, we got Jalea going up against Lindsay, and there's going to be a whistle, a little bit of a botched tip-off there as they were reaching over. One more time, and Jalea takes it down and quickly gets it to number 11. That is, of course, Madeline Newman on the floor right now. Madeline Newman. Also, we have number 15, Sadie Newton, who we did not see play last night. It was number 14, Sherilyn Brandle, that I was calling Sadie Newton all night. Also on the floor, we have Bethany Brandle and Elena Mack not starting this game. Brittany Gardner brings that. There was 2 points on the board right now for King Cove. Kicking it off, Lindsay takes a shot from the left-hand baseline. No good. Rebound goes over to number 11, Madeline Newman. Here comes King Cove running their offense. 15, Sadie Newton takes a shot. Follow-up by Jalea Duarte. Beautiful follow-through right there by the junior center. And that makes it 5-0 now. And it should be only 4-0. There was no three-point shots as far as I saw. King Cove up. Here we go. Lila Gunderson with the ball. She swings it over to Brittany on the baseline. Good shot, but just off the back of the iron from the left-hand baseline. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll stay right here with the Eagles. Last touch by King Cove. We got Brittany Gardner, Lindsay Holmberg, Alexia Holmberg, also Lila Gunderson and Paige Lundgren on the floor for the Eagles. Oh, Paige had a nice shot just shy of the rim, picked up by Duarte. She moves quickly with her team, finds Sadie Newton. Post up, nothing but net. Sinks it from about 10 feet out. Beautiful shot by Sadie Newton. And it is 7-0 now, so I guess there was a three-pointer that I missed there in the beginning. King Cove taking a strong lead. Oh, Lindsay takes a shot from downtown. No good. A little bit hard. Picked up by the rookies, and here comes Duarte. Oh, nice forward pass to Bethany. She was just a little bit out of position to get her handle on it. So the ball will be in the hands of the Eagles. This is the second matchup. Yesterday it played off, and man, what a great game. So if you're in Sandpoint right now, please come on down. It is a great matchup between these ladies. And have the next game coming up at 7:30. Chris Babcock and his son Chris will be taking the play-by-play from Amy. So we'll have that one live as well from King Cove. Lindsay with a shot from the baseline. Back of the iron picked up by Duarte. You guessed it. She runs quickly now, taking it fast past the half court. Finds Sadie on the right-hand side, goes in, drives the baseline, and she just puts it up and in, making it 9 now for the rookies with 5:52 here to go in the first quarter. Brittany Gardner brings it up. She takes it left-hand side. Nice little corner shot. She likes it. It goes up and in. 3 for Brittany Gardner, making it now 9-3. Sandpoint still trailing. The Eagles did a great job. They did not walk away with the win, but they had a great spirit, great attitude, and man, they fought hard last night. So did the rookies. It was a great matchup. Duarte fighting. She's got back-to-back offensive rebounds. Ladies need to box out here for the Eagles. The rookies just can't get it to connect. Brittany gets the outlet pass from the rebound, pulls back, looks at the three, same spot as the last one, doesn't like it. She's covered very tightly as the rookie set into a 2-2-1 box zone. And good pressure as the Lady Eagles are able to move it to the bottom of the post where Alexia takes a shot, but Sherilyn Brandle is going to knock it out of bounds. Brittany with the throw, and Lila's wide open on the baseline for 3. Top of the rim, no good. Duarte rips down the board. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Here we go, Sadie Newton. Oh, man, wide open, beats the defense. That was Madeline Newman, and Sandpoint has got to be watching that post because she was wide open, turned around. No one stopping her from that 3-foot shot from the bottom of the baseline. Here we go. Brittany at that corner shot. It just rolls over the top of the rim, picked up by Jalea. And here we come. The rookies moving fast on offense again. Good job by Lindsay getting in front of Madeline, not giving her that easy post. Oh, a carry called against Sadie as she carried the ball up, trying to get into position. And with that, Coach Gary Newman for the rookies will call a quick timeout. The score is 11-3. The rookies are up by 8. Yes, I can do math. Okay, 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Sandpoint Eagles are wearing their away blue jerseys for this game. They wore their home whites last night. Today, we're going to have the rookies wearing their white jerseys playing for home. And on the floor, we have Paul Barker and Tabitha Johansson reffing. Raynell and Gary Newman Gary Lamar doing a great job coaching these lady teams. And we just had the Sandpoint Eaglets out on the court giving the fans a little bit of go get 'em attitude and spirit, rousing the crowd. Lots of fun. There's clam ticket raffles. If you're looking for some King Cove clams, they're raffling those off. Come down and get some tickets. A silent dessert auction. There's food, and more food. Come on down here if you're in Sandpoint. It's always a lot of fun. Brittany gets a throw-in after the timeout. And from the baseline for three again, Lila this time, no good. Rebound goes to the rookies, and almost traveling, but she's able to get rid of the ball just in time. Allen connects with Bethany. Shot by Bethany from the left-hand post. She was pulling in quick for a layup, no good. And as the rookies and Eagles fight for the board, it's going to go out last touch by King Cove. Score remains 11-3 with four to go in the first quarter. Send back in into that, it's kind of like a 2-3 zone, but they'll come out for the perimeter. It's definitely a 2-3 zone for the rookie. Oh, shoots for three. That was Brittany Gardner from the left-hand baseline, making 11-6. Same players on the floor that we had at the beginning of the game. Here's Sadie Newton. She finds Bethany on the corner for three. Back of the iron. Alexia Holmberg pulls down the board, but man, she gets a trio of rookies just all over her to try to grab the ball, forcing the jump ball, and it will stay possession for Sandpoint. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Sandpoint down by five. Here's Brittany Gardner with the ball. She's met at the perimeter by Madeline, so they're not going to give her that easy three. Brittany gets a look, tries to take the shot. No go. Finds Lindsay up and just all around the rim. Doesn't quite go in. In and out. Rebound picked up by Jalea. Here they go, moving fast. Sadie gets a pass on the right-hand side. Does a 360 spin. Can't quite get the shot off, so she sends it back outside. Here's the rookies. Moving the ball on the outside perimeter. Jalea just, nice triangle pass by the rookies. Jalea gets past the defense. Dribbles up for a 7-foot shot and up and in. 13 now for the rookies. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lila wide open for three. It's hard off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to the rookies. And Sandpoint just keeps playing that three-point game. Lila gets into a good position. Madeline gets wide open for the rebound, though, as she takes the outlet pass and just goes straight for the basket. Can't quite connect it. And fighting for the board, Lila gets fouled. Contact from the rookies. Substitution on the floor for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. We'll have Faith Carlson step in for Paige Lundgren. Faith did an outstanding job last night, making lots of contributions underneath the basket. Sandpoint just not doing what they did yesterday with rebounds. Almost stolen there by Sadie Newton. The pass from Lila to Lindsay was coming in a little soft. Brittany's open for the board, fakes the shot, drives in, puts one up from about 5 feet out off the top of the rim. She gets her own rebound and takes it right back outside to reset. Driving in on the left-hand side this time. And she's left-handed. She likes that left-handed side. Up and in. Good for two. 13-8. And the Lady Eagles are just sticking right now to the rookies, making this a real exciting game. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Jalea gets the ball on the top of the key. Nice pass around, and there's some contact. Lila trying to reach in, and just a little bit of a touch there against Madeline Newman, and that'll be a throw-in for the rookies underneath their own basket. 1-1 now on fouls. Madeline gets the throw in. She puts out a long distance two. No good. Duarte rips down that board and puts it back in on the putback. 15-8 with 1:48 to go. All right. A pass almost gets lost. Lindsay's able to keep hold of it. She's being tightly guarded by Bethany Brandle. Finds Alexia. Sent back around the horn to the top of the key. Brittany drives into the paint. A pass to Faith at the bottom of the post. Gets picked up by Jalea. Nice cross the paint pass to Bethany as she cuts to the basket. No good. Rebound goes to Duarte, and she finishes the job 17-8 now with 90 seconds in the first quarter, and King Cove starting to extend their lead. Ball stolen. It was a pass that just couldn't quite get to Brittany. Sadie makes a nice easy layup on the right-hand side, and King Cove starting to gain some momentum here, 19-8 with 1:10 to go in the first quarter. Thank you for tuning in. If you're in King Cove, we've got your game coming up next. At 7:30, Chris Babcock and Chris Babcock will be on it. Lindsay for three on the corner. Top of the rim, no good. Jalea gets the board, and we've got less than 60 seconds to go in the first quarter. Madeline Newman with the ball. And she finds Sherilyn Brandle over to Bethany, who takes a shot. Doesn't quite go down. Nice deflection by Lindsay as Madeline was trying to put back another shot off the rebound. Brittany gets the ball, drives in fast, takes it coast to coast. Just can't quite get the layup to work. Too much defense. Duarte gets a board, and here's King Cove on the fast break. Madeline puts up a shot, from just inside the free throw line. Can't go down. Duarte gets the board, puts out a shot, no good, and good fight by Sherilyn Brandle, but she touches the line as she tries to save the ball on the baseline. And that's going to be a throw-in for the Eagles. Lila's going to come sit down, and here comes Emily Osterbeck as we close out the first quarter. Right now, Coach Gardner wants to have a little talk, just give her some advice, and Brittany drives in fast. Shot goes from the free throw line, high off the glass, picked up by Duarte. It's got to be probably the 10th rebound by Duarte, and good defense played by Brittany Gardner. Forces the ball out of bounds, last touch by her, but man, that was some real tight defense. 5 seconds to go, here's a throw in. Sadie Newton's got it, she's got to get past. She finds Duarte past the free throw line from the yellow line, just not quite enough arc, and as the buzzer sounds for the end of the first quarter, the score is 19-8, all King Cove, and man, Duarte, Jalea Duarte, just dominating things underneath the basket, opening up lots of opportunities for the rookies to respond to missed baskets and try to make some points of her own. She's just a threat everywhere she plays. Want to say thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to the Goulds and Sons, True Value Hardware in King Cove, also to the Alaska Commercial Companies in Sandpoint and King Cove, to Alan and Letty's Rental, the Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Also, a big thank you to the cities of Sandpoint and King Cove, the Schumann Corporation and the King Cove Corporation. Also, to TelAlaska, Peninsula Airlines, or Airways. And also, of course, to the Aleutians Eastboro. Without these sponsors, we could not make it happen. We just thank you so much for all your support of KSDP. We got a fresh 8 minutes on the clock here as we go into the second quarter. Again, if you're in Sandpoint, come on down. There's a lot to do, but only one quarter left until we are closing off the silent dessert auction. And I'm going to tell you, I saw the desserts. They looked amazing. So come on down. Lots of good food. King Cove game coming up immediately after this game at 7:30. So make sure you stick around for exciting Aleutians Eastboro basketball. And I just saw the lineup for the tournament that's happening next weekend. We're going to have New Studio Hawk, New Halen, King Cove, Sandpoint, all here in Sandpoint for an awesome tip-off tournament. Can't wait. Make sure you tune in. We'll have all the Sandpoint and King Cove games broadcasted live. Kicking it off on the second quarter, King Cove with the ball. Jalea gets the ball in the post. She runs right into Paige Lundgren, but that does not faze her. Puts up a heavily defended shot and up and in to start off the second quarter with 2 points. 21-8 now is the score. King Cove just starting to run away with this one. Lexi gets the pass on the bottom post. She can't quite take the shot in time. She passes out to Brittany Gardner for three. No good. Rebound goes to Madeline Newman, and here's the rookies on a fast break. Nice pass around, finding Bethany Brandle on the bottom left post, wide open, up and in for two. She's been trying for that shot all evening, and this time she got it. 23-8 now, 1 minute into the second quarter. Lila Gunnarsson gets the pass. She looks for the play, gets set up, gets the pass back from Paige. Nice lineup, nothing but net. I had a perfect alignment with her for that three-point shot from up here in the booth, and I could tell that was going straight in. Nothing but net. Great shot by Lila. 23-11 now. Much needed 3 points for the Eagles. Jalea misses a shot, picked up by Paige, and quickly found Lindsay Holmberg, who gets it out of there, finding Lila, and Lila's going to take it past half court. Brittany wide open for three. That's another good line. Oh, just off the back of the iron. She follows her shot, fights for it from Sadie, but Sadie comes out with the ball, runs real quick on transition. Great transition game from King Cove tonight. They get the rebounds, and they move quick to the other side. Nice passing around the horn, finding Bethany. Back over now to Sherilyn Brandle. Madeline's going to take the shot. That's high, high off the glass. Rebound goes to the Eagles. And with 6:30 left in the first half, the Lady Eagles will take a shot at putting some points on the board. Brittany's wide open again from that corner. She likes the lineup, and it's good for three. 23-14. Sandpoint brings it within 9 points, and man, that's the second three-pointer from that position for Brittany Gardner. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Rookies with the ball. Sadie for three. Nice little bounce. Oh, man. That was just a picture-perfect, kind of like Michael Jordan in that silhouette that they have on his jerseys where he's up in that, tripod position. And, man, great jumper. Puts it in, nothing but net. 26-14 now. That one's off the mark as Lindsay takes a shot from downtown. Lila chases it down and saves it, but it goes right into the hands of Bethany Brandle. So here's Jalea Duarte on transition. Sadie gets behind the defense. wide open on the breakaway pass, and good for two. 28-14 now. King Cove just running a clinic over here on play, on running offensive plays. They're doing a great job. Lila passing the ball around. Good movement of the ball by the Eagles. Brittany at that nice corner spot that she's liked all evening. Doesn't go down. Bethany Brando pulls down the board, finds Duarte, and again on the breakaway, but man, Sadie had Lila right in front of her. Doesn't hesitate to pass it back to Jalea, who's trailing her up the paint, up and in for two. I mean, it's just beautiful. The rookies are just, they've looked great so many years. Paul Barker definitely started out a great program, and Coach Gary Lamar has taken it, continued to take it to the next level. 3 points for the Eagles there, 17-30 now, and keeping themselves in it. All right, Bethany Brandle. Oh, the ball gets tipped up by Lindsay. She's just been a dynamite defensive player. Standpoint with the ball. She just got this long wingspan, can get in there and mess it up for them on their passes. She fires off a three-pointer. No good, but man, Paige fought really hard for the board. She lost it, but man, Brittany gave Brittany Gardner enough time to get in there and fight for it herself, and she brings it back. Finds Lila, who lines up for three. No good. Duarte with the board. A carry. Duarte was just running a little too quickly. Carried the ball. And here we go. Sandpoint with the ball. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 30-17 is the score. Shot from way downtown. Lila Gunderson puts it away for three, bringing it to within 10. 30-20 is the score now. And here we go. Sadie Fast gets a break. And, man, just great pass back plays. She just can't get that to go down. That time, okay, so about four offensive rebounds just happened for King Cove. Sandpoint just has to box out. They did a lot better on rebounding last night, but man, no boxing out. Gave them all the opportunities to put that one in and finish the job. So it's now 32-20. Ball in the hands of Lindsay for three. She's been on fire. Oh, it was a good lineup. Just a little bit off the back of the rim. Rebound going to Madeline. Madeline has Bethany breaking away, and just King Cove beating Sandpoint in the transition. I mean, the defense didn't even try on that one, to be honest. Jalea just had all the chances she needed. 34-20. Yeah, timeout called right now from Sandpoint. And really, that transition game is just killing it right now for King Cove. I mean, they are just running back super quick, making it happen, and doing an outstanding job being in the right place at the right time, passing the ball across the paint. King Cove sticking, or should say Sandpoint sticking in it, though. They're really close, 34-20. Playing the outside perimeter game, but they've moved the ball inside the paint more than they did yesterday, which is really awesome to see. Taking more chances on the offense, doing a good job. And so here we go. The teams are breaking from the huddle with 3 minutes to go in the first half. King Cove is up by 14. Here's Brittany Gardner with the ball, met by that 2-3 zone. Lila's wide open for three. She just takes it. King Cove has not put pressure on the outside perimeter on Sandpoint, giving them the chances that they need to take those shots. Rebound goes to Faith Carlson. She's really effective on the ball. Oh, man, Sadie saw that ball coming her way. She just gets right into the gap, steals it. Nice layup from about, man, 5 feet out. So she had some distance between her and the bucket. Brittany was right up in her face. She still is able to connect with the basket, making it 36-20. 2:30 to go here in the first half. Brittany's wide open on the left-hand baseline. Up and in. Nothing but net. Sandpoint staying in the game with these three-point shots. The score 36-23 now. Here's Sadie with the ball. She finds Malin. Good movement there. Almost took a little bit of a slide with her pivoting foot. Oh, Brittany reaches in, steals the ball from Sadie on a pass. They're fighting for it on the ground. There's the jump ball. Good effort by Brittany. Her and Sadie are having a lot of fun. They've been smiling and talking at each other the whole game, so both of these ladies fighting really hard, but having a lot of fun in the process. 2:12 to go in the first half. 36-23, King Cove up. Paige gets the ball wide open, a little bit past the rim. Faith trying to get the basket, the rebound, but it goes into the hands of Madeline. She bounces over across the paint, pass now to Bethany. She can't get the layup down, but she's been in the right place at the right time all evening. If these shots were connecting for her, she'd be just lighting it up. 1:50 to go. Bethany for three this time. In and out of the rim. Duarte with the board. Sandpoint has got to hunt these down. Oh, it's going to be over and back as the pass from Duarte goes just a little bit above Sadie's hands. Out of bounds. And with just more than 90 seconds to go, 36-23, as we get ready for the ending of this first half. Oh, Brittany for 3 points on the other side. She can hit it on the other direction, too, on the right-hand side near the baseline, up and in, bringing it within 10. Fast transition again by King Cove. Here, oh, good pass in the paint. Duarte gets the shot. Oh, she runs in, and Paige just gets right behind her and deflects it. Rustling up. Oh, they're not going to call the jump ball. They're going to call a foul on Duarte. And foul on Duarte as her and Faith both, I believe it was her and Faith, both fought for the ball. And Duarte got the pass into the paint, and she just zoomed right in there. Ball did not connect with the basket, and so she had to fight for the rebound, drawing the foul. Only the second team foul now for King Cove. Shot up by Lindsay. That's going to go off the top. Carlson again fighting for the rebound. And she's just doing a great job giving Jalea Duarte all she can handle underneath the basket on these rebounds. 1 minute to go here in the first half. 26-36 as King Cove still up by 10. Madeline gets the ball. Dribbles up to the perimeter. Does not take the shot. Sadie gets the pass from Duarte. Around the horn, no look pass to Sherilyn, no good, but Faith with a rebound. Lila on the fast break, she's got, Sadie all over her though, who will poke the ball out and send it out bounds. So at 50 seconds, King Cove will do a good job of stopping the momentum of that fast break. But Brittany will get the throw in, no one stopping her from that three-pointer, in and out. Carl put back, no good. And the ball goes down, Jalea gets it, and I think they're gonna have foul against Sam Point, too much contact. It's either going to be that or it's a throw in for a King, for who? Sam Pointer threw in basket. I think they'll call traveling as Duarte fell to the ground with the ball. Oh, picked off on the inbound pass. Here comes Madeline moving quickly. Sadie was breaking for the bucket, and that was touched by Paige sending it out bounds. Good deflection there by Paige breaking up the play. 38 seconds to go here. King Cove throwing in underneath their own basket. Sadie's going to get the ball. Teams are lining it up, looking for an inbound pass right into Lindsay Holmberg's hands. Oh, but the ball is poked out from Brittany from behind by Sadie. Good job by Sadie seeing that opportunity and making the best of it. Bethany left wide open for the perimeter. She passes to Jalea. Jalea just gets the ball, and she just, it's like the ball goes home when it's in her hands. She feels so comfortable when she gets possession, doing a great job all over the court. Such an athlete. She gets that rebound, sends it back out to the perimeter. Shot fired by Sherilyn Brandle is going to go out of bounds, but it was last touched by Faith Carlson. All right, Bethany throwing it in underneath the basket. Outside to Duarte. Duarte now takes it to the top of the key. 10 seconds to go. She calls Sadie Newton around to her. Passes to Sadie. Sadie's got 6 seconds on the clock. Nice pass around to Duarte, who takes a shot from 5 feet in. No rush three-point shot. Duarte makes them pass the ball. Great leader on the court. And with that, we have the buzzer, and we're going to end this game, and I think it's going to be 38-26. Yep, 38-26. Sandpoint is down by 12, but it's been a great matchup here. Both teams are playing great offense. Sandpoint still playing a lot of three-pointers, but they are connecting with the basket. And Jalea Duarte for the rookies is doing a great job leading her squad. She's had a lot of good support from Sadie Newton. Bethany Brandle's been all over the place as well. Madeline doing a great job. Just the whole squad in, but Sam Point is doing a good job with keeping the momentum going. Lindsay Hoberg just creating things on the defense, doing a good job from outside the perimeter. Lila Gunderson taking more shots, and Faith Carlson underneath the board, and Paige doing a great job playing defense and making things happen on the offensive rebounds. It's been a great matchup so far. But Holden, we're going to send it back to you for a halftime and some word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. We've got 9.5 minutes until the second half. Thanks, Holden. Sounded pretty good, but we are just seconds away here from the second half. Right now, the score is 38-26 as King Cove continues to control the game. Jalea Duarte has been on the floor for the full first half and done a great job. Brittany Gardner has been leading the Eagles, though, on a three-point spree, doing an excellent job staying right there, nipping on the heels of the rookies. It's been a great basketball both games. And don't forget, next week we've got all the games you can handle as the boys come over here with New Halen, New Stuyahawk, also King Cove and Sam Point for the Sam Point tip-off. Coming on to the floor, Sadie Newton, Jalea Duarte, Bethany Brandle, also Madeline Newman and Sherilyn Brandle. It's the same squad for the whole first half. Lila Gunderson, Brittany Gardner, Lindsay Holmberg, Alexia Holmberg, and Paige, the starting five for Sandpoint. Sandpoint's going to start with the ball. Lindsay left wide open for the perimeter. No good with the three-point shot. And here comes Duarte fast on the rebound. Moving the ball over, finding Sadie. Nice pass back to Duarte. Takes it to the free throw line, but man, Paige gets her hands all over it. The shot doesn't go down, but Duarte follows up her board, gets the rebound, and puts it up. No good. Sadie gets the second rebound, and man, King Cove just dominating this offensive rebound. Fourth attempt, three in the key. Yeah, three in the key called there. All those opportunities for shots made King Cove forget about the three-second violation in the paint. 7:20 to go here in the first half. Here's Sam Point with the ball. Cross pass to Lindsay. She does not want to take the shot. Passes around to Brittany on the post, and King Cove just really is not putting any defensive pressure onto the perimeter and giving Sam Point all the chances that they want. No good on Brittany, though, as King Cove gets the ball, takes possession down to the other side. Jalea moving around, shot up by Madeline, no good. Rebound going to King Cove yet again. Lindsay doing a good job preventing the shot from, who's at number 11, Madeline. But Sadie's going to finish the job with a long distance two, making it 41-26 now. Sandpoint with the ball. Brittany brings it in. Lindsay's wide open for three. She has to take that shot up and off the top of the rim. And King Cove will let the ball go out of bounds on the sideline. If you're in Sandpoint, come on down. We will have a few minutes left here for a silent dessert auction. There's pancetta, lupia, hot dogs, a clam raffle for $5 a ticket from King Cove Clams. All sorts of good food. So come on over. Lots of fun. Shot no good by King Cove. That was Sherilyn Brandle, I believe. Sandpoint moving fast on transition. Sadie pokes the ball out of bounds, though. Good defense by Sadie. But one of the best transitions I've seen all night from Sandpoint. They trail by 14. The score 40-26 with 6:17 to go. Here's Lila with the ball. Pass back to Brittany. Left wide open. Taking the three. A little bit hard. Rebound to Alexia. Sends it back outside to Lindsay, and Sandpoint's going to pass the ball around. And posting up, Paige gets it. She sends it on the triangle pass to Lindsay. Good job by Sandpoint, getting adventurous with their passing. Lila wide open on the top of the perimeter. No good. Lindsay with a save. Brittany for another three. That one's a little bit closer. No good, but Lindsay on the putback. Can't quite get it to go down. Rebound to Jalea, and she's going to move the ball fast. Oh, what a pass to Madeline. She was in motion, is able to receive it almost like a wide receiver in football. Brings it in, but the ball gets lost out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. Sadie with the ball, takes a shot for long distance two, deflected, so it's going to come up short. Rebound goes to Alexia Holmberg. And here's Sandpoint with the ball. Brittany breaks fast, puts up a nice layup, ball goes over the rim, rebound to Jalea, and here she comes. Good defensive play by Lindsay stopping the ball, but man, Sadie's able to recover, gets it, shot fired by her, no good, rebound by Lindsay, and here we go, fast on the break. Brittany Gardner is going to slow down and wait for her team to catch up. Shot from about 10 feet out, no good, rebound goes to Sadie, and now in the transition is King Cove, but oh! Pass goes onto the foot of Madeline and picked up by Sandpoint. These teams are just going back and forth, playing some quick basketball. Brittany will slow the pace down and take a three-point shot. She was left wide open for too long to not do it. Rebound going to Sherilyn Brandle. Almost fought there by Alexia, but just couldn't quite make it happen. Left open across the paint. The bounce pass goes into Bethany Brandle, and she's able to finish it, doing a great job as a senior. And remember the first year that Bethany played. It's amazing watching these players grow up through the years. It happens so fast, but she's doing a great job there on the court, helping to be one of the seniors on the floor. Lila for three, rattles on in. Good job by Lila on the right-hand baseline. Good for three, 42-29. Sandpoint still down with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in to KSTP. Coming up at 7:30, we will have the boys. As Chris and Chris Babcock give Amy a break. Oh, three-point shot response by Bethany Brandle. And there we go. King Cove, just like that, evens it out. 45-29 as they still remain in the lead. Lindsay on the corner decides not to take the shot. Pass it to Lila. And, oh, good muscling in there by Paige. She gets the ball in the post, tries to drive in. Can't quite get the shot go down, but it's good to see her making an aggressive move from the from the post. Shot no good as Brittany drove in on the left-hand lane. Can't quite get to go down, and King Cove has possession. Again, 45-29, they are in the lead with 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Good job by Sadie. She gets the pass from the right into the middle of the post and drives up, puts up a shot from about 7 feet out, and it's good. 47-29. Good passing around, and Paige is again going to turn and try to just get into the paint. Can't quite get past Bethany, so she passes it back outside to Lindsay. Lindsay can't quite make it happen, and having a difficult time transitioning, so we're going to have a sub coming in here for Lindsay so she can catch her breath. Holding by Paige as she was playing some defense, trying to stop the King Cove, I believe it was Jalea Duarte. She was trying to prevent Jalea from getting past her and causes a little bit of a holding violation. Lindsay will sit down, and Faith will come in, who's done a great job underneath the basket. Shot for three by Madeline. No good. Rebound goes to King Cove. And a shot this time by Sadie will be no good as well, but they again get their rebound, chasing it down. Cross the court pass to Jalea. Jalea will take it back to the baseline. Can't quite get past. Faith is playing some killer defense. Almost pokes it out of her hands. And a missed pass by the pressure from Brittany. Gets it to Alexia. She's got Brittany right across the court. Oh, and good defense by Bethany prevents her from getting the pass, but good break there by Sam Point. Sadie on her own breakaway. Gets some good defense from Paige, which makes a difficult free throw, a layup shot. But King Cove giving all the opportunities. That second attempt by King Cove won't go down. Brittany gets it, and she just turns and burns. Bethany Brandle will get right in front of her, and that's going to be a blocking call. As Brittany, man, she just turned on the afterburners to get past Bethany. Bethany couldn't quite get into the right position, but still stops the momentum, forcing the foul. Ball in the hands of Brittany Gardner. She takes it inside the perimeter. Passing to Lila. Lila now gets the ball, takes it to the top of the key. Oh, a bounce pass into Paige, who was transitioning to the other side of the post. Wasn't quite ready for it. Picked up by Madeline Newman. And here comes number 14, Sherilyn Brandle, with the ball. Passing around to Bethany for three. No good. Madeline chases it out and saves it from going out of bounds. Her shot goes over the top of the rim. Picked up by Lila. Here's Brittany with a cross-the-court pass from Lila. Takes it all the way in for a great left-hand layup. Doesn't quite go down. Rebound by Alexia, and she needs help. Too much contact. Two defenders from King Cove are just swarming her, and that's a contact. Three fouls now for King Cove. Throw in underneath their own basket for Sam Point. Lindsay's going to come back in and give Paige a chance to catch her breath. Good job by Paige getting more aggressive inside the post, but King Cove doing a great job maintaining their lead here. Lindsay gets the pass in from the inbound. Lila for three at the top of the key. Just a little shy of the rim. Saved by Paige. Paige on the baseline has all sorts of pressure. Tries to pass it to Alexia. It slides out of Alexia's hand. Picked up by Sadie. And here comes the rookies moving fast. Sherilyn Brandle with a shot from the top of the post. No good off the left-hand side. Bethany fights for the rebound. And timeout called. Bethany didn't get the rebound, but it went into the hands of Jalea. So coming out of the timeout, it will be King Cove's possession. In just under an hour, we will have the King Cove boys going up against the Eagles. King Cove did a good job controlling the game yesterday. We'll see what happens tonight. It doesn't get any better, though, for these away teams. I'll tell you that much when you're sleeping on the floor every single night. So Sandpoint doesn't get as much of a good sleep when they're over there. The ladies don't get as much sleep, or the traveling team over here doesn't get as much sleep. So it definitely makes things a little bit interesting, but we'll see what happens tonight. 1:23 to go in the third quarter. Sam Point trails. The score 47-29. King Cove doing a great job. We'll see if Elena gets on the floor at all tonight. Her jersey is still on. Leilani and Elena have both just been hanging out there on the bench. Okay. And so with that, we're going to be underway here. Ball in the hands of King Cove. And we'll have a one-minute break coming up here in a second. Bethany Brandle with the ball. She takes a shot and drains it for a long-distance call-in for two. Great shot by Bethany, making it now an even 49-29. Here comes Sam Point with the ball. Lila takes a shot from the right-hand side, about 10 feet out. No good off the glass. Rebound goes to King Cove. Bethany on a fast break. Tries to send it across the post. Oh, man, Jalea just comes pounding in and knocks Emily Oster back to her back, but she gets right back up. Faith Carlson gets a fast break, and up 10. What a great job by Faith, keeping good poise. 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 49-31. Here comes King Cove. Bethany Brandle with the ball, finding it over now to Sherilyn Brandle. Shot's no good. Jalea pulls down the board, finds Bethany from the top of the perimeter. No good for the long-distance call for two. I believe that was deflected by Lindsay, so that came up short. 15 seconds. Lyle on the fast break. Takes it to the baseline, up and just to the top of the rim. Sandpoint not really setting up for these plays anymore, just really trying to play the fast break. King Cove can do it too. Nice putback. Bethany missed that shot from the bottom of the baseline, and Jalea puts it away for two. Holden, I'm going to ask you to please read off the sponsors really quick as I make a quick announcement. I'm going to send it back to you. So, again, give a couple of underwriters. I have to make a quick announcement up here.
All right, Austin, you heard the man. We're going to give some little bit more underwriting. Thank you to all our sponsors, and then one for the Shumigan Corporation coming up now.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Telalaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not...
Telalaska, thank you to Penn Air, also to the Aleutians East Borough, big sponsors of KSDP, can't say enough thank you to them. Also thank you to... Cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, the Shuman Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to just all of our listeners who tune in. We can't do it without you. If you're not a member, please contact us to become a member. Every donation makes such a huge difference in what we can do here, providing you news, sports, fish reports for salmon during the summertime, news and entertainment. Did I mention news in high school basketball? Just thank you so much for your support. We do need you to be a member, though, so please contact KSDP. Become a member today. 8 minutes now on the clock for the fourth and final quarter before we go over to King Cove. 51-31. King Cove and Sandpoint just really duking it out over here. Ball in the hands of King Cove as we start off the final quarter. Sadie Newton on the floor, Jalea Duarte, Bethany Brandle, also Madeline and Sherilyn Brandle. It's been the same five for the entire evening. Brittany Gardner, Paige, Lindsay, Alexia, and Lila rounding out. Again, the same five that we've seen for much of this Sandpoint squad as well. Now, we have seen everyone come in to the game. Both Faith and Emily have subbed in for Sandpoint. Jalea takes a shot for long call for two. Oh, man, count it. Count it for the double. One step backwards would have made it three, though. Great long shot. 53-31. Here comes Brittany. Finds Lindsay on the far left-hand side. She's wide open. Kind of have to take that. Rattles up and out. Picked up by Sadie. And here's Sadie Newton moving real fast on the transition. Passed it over to Madeline. Madeline has all sorts of defenders coming around her, so she'll pass it around the horn. Back to Madeline now. Sadie for three. Up and no good. Rebound fought for, but Lexia just rips it out of everyone's hands. And here's Brittany on the fast break. She's got Duarte in front of her, so she'll pull up for three. Over the rim, Paige with the putback. Count it. Good for two. Paige really stepping into it here in the second half. 6:50 to go, 53-33. All right, we've got Sadie walking it past the half court over to Bethany. Bethany passes it away, but it comes right back to her. Moving around the horn. And it's going straight now to Sadie on the right-hand side. King Cove is really passing the ball around. Oh, Alexia. Getting tired with the passing around, so she puts her body into it and knocked Sherilyn Brandle down trying to get to it. But good hustle from her, but that'll be a foul. So they'll throw it in at the sideline, King Cove with the possession. Okay, Sadie passing it back. And again, burning down the clock, but this time Sherilyn's going to take a shot. Long distance two, no good. Rebound goes to Lindsay. 6:20 on the clock, King Cove up by 20. Lila passes it to Brittany on the baseline. She floats it up in, not quite in, just a little bit shy. Brittany's been all over the basket. Just, oh man, if she could have connected with so many of these that were so close. All right, ball now in the hands of Brittany as she throws in underneath her basket. Lila gets the wide open shot for two, about 7 feet out. Good jumper by Lila Gunderson. 53-35 now with six to go. Ball in the hands of Sadie. She's way outside the perimeter. Moving the ball around, finds Duarte, passes back to Sadie. Looks like King Cove is just really going to try to dwindle some time here. Lila gets a steal, though. The pass from Cheryl Lynn just can't connect. And here comes Sam Point with the ball. Brittany puts giving the call to Lindsay to run the post. Paige gets in there, turns on the drop-in, and oh, that just over the basket. It hit the top of the rim, but that was beautiful on the right. That's tough on the left-hand side to kind of get in when you're a right-hand player, but she did a good job dropping in from the post. King Cove with the ball, passing around, taking shots. They got their own rebound on that shot as Sherilyn couldn't quite get to go down. She fires one more off, fought for the rebound, goes into the hands of Madeline, back out now to Sadie. And again, Sherilyn Brandel with the ball. King Cove doing good movement, trying to burn down the clock. Oh no! Madeline loses it, picked up by Lindsay with great ball handling skills. Outruns everyone, crosses the post to the right-hand side and puts up a beautiful layup. And man, Lindsay Holmberg is just really coming out on the court these games. It's been great to see. That was a just beautifully well-handled possession. Did everything right. Good job by Lindsay. 53-37 with 4:45 to go in the game. Sherilyn Brandel passes across the court to, Madeline, and the pass from Madeline to Sadie goes off of her foot. And, this has been the same five players the entire game. Not sure if Coach Lamar is going to sub in a little bit here. Looks like he's just going to have these players really work on some conditioning. The passes are starting to get a little bit sloppier. All right, shot up by Lila. Long distance two, no good. Rebound goes to Jalea. Fought for by all sides, though. And the rookies are just going to walk it across the court. Sadie Newton with the possession. Looking for some help. She passed it over to Bethany. And just passed around the horn. But Lindsay almost sees another chance for a steal. She just puts herself into the gap, knocks it loose. But good job by Sherilyn Brandel gaining back possession. Pass back as Jalea did a great job just driving in, dishes it back over to Madeline, who fires off a long 12-foot shot for two, and that is good. Brittany gets a no-look pass from Lila, wide open for three, nothing but the bottom of the net. Beautiful lineup and shot by Brittany, making it 55-20, and Sandpoint closing a little bit of the distance between them and King Cove. 3:33 to go. Here comes King Cove. Jalea from the free throw line. Not quite in. Picked up by Alexia Holmberg, who finds Lila, quickly connects with Brittany, and Brittany's going to run up the sideline. Here comes Sam Point on a fast transition, but good job getting back on defense by King Cove. They are just full of hustle. In and out, long shot by Lindsay, doesn't quite go in. Picked up by Jalea, and she's moving real fast. Finds Bethany, cross the post pass. She had defenders coming in all over her, so she tries to dish it out across the post to Madeline Newman. She loses her grip and it goes out of bounds. So Sandpoint with possession and 3 minutes on the clock. Lila Gunderson gets the pass, waiting for the team to set up. Brittany gets wide open. King Cove doing nothing to stop her from the perimeter, and she'll drain it for three. And King Cove giving Sandpoint all they want on these perimeter shots. Lindsay almost steals the ball again from the pass to and this time she causes enough interference as she was passing to Sadie. So the ball was going to Madeline. Madeline almost has the ball taken by Lindsay, but she causes enough interference that when Madeline passes back to Sadie, it goes out of bounds. Great job on the defense by Lindsay. 2:30 on the clock. Sandpoint with the ball. Lindsay gets it. Cross the court pass on the perimeter to Brittany. Oh, Lila just moved right when she was going to pass it. So Brittany was going to pass it to Lila. And right where she had been, she was no longer there, so it goes out of bounds. Here comes Sam Point, or King Cove. They're up by 12. They were up by 20 just a few minutes ago. Lindsay again knocks the ball out of bounds. I mean, it just takes a lot of hustle. But, I mean, her arms stretch like 6 feet across. It's so hard to pass around that. Here comes King Cove with the ball. Pass around the perimeter. Long shot by Sherilyn. No good. Picked up by King Cove. Sadie Newton's going to drive it in. Takes a shot from the free throw line. That's no good. Lindsay just swatting the ball. It was a good bring down by Madeline. sending it back outside the perimeter. This time Alexia is going to get the ball as a shot was fired by Sadie, but man, stolen by Madeline as she passes it right into the middle of the scrum. You always want an outlet pass to the sidelines, not up the middle. That's where it gets stolen. All right, Brittany drives past all sorts of defense, puts up a nice layup. No, but Alexia is there for the putback. And it's a 10-point game, 55-45 with 90 seconds to go. Sandpoint doing a great job staying in it. Bethany Brando with the ball, passing it to Sadie. Sadie passes over to the baseline, long shot for two, in and out, attempt by Madeline Newman. Lindsay Holmberg finds Lila, who quickly gets it to Brittany. Brittany from the three-point line, and she's got to take that. In! Three-point shot! Quickly turns into a seven-point game with 1 minute and 12 seconds to go. It's getting pretty close. You got to wonder if Coach Lamar's wondering about what he should do at this point. Lindsay with the swap! Oh, it's loose. Picked up by Jalea. Sadie tried to go for a three-point shot, and Lindsay just swatted it down. Nothing but ball. Jalea from the free throw line. Up and in. Making it a nine-point game. Good job by King Cove. Just keeping cool heads, not letting things get away from them. Jalea is just a great leader on the floor. Pass to Paige at the top of the post. Almost gets stolen, but Lindsay picks up for three. Oh, it doesn't quite go in. Alexia with the rebound. Pass back to Lila from the key. She fires one off the top of the rim. Picked up by Jalea this time. Pass to Sadie, who breaks quickly on the right-hand side of the base of the sideline. Ball gets passed around. Defense from Sandpoint gets back just in time to prevent an easy shot from about five out. Ball now in the hands. That was a well-defended shot by Madeline. Doesn't go in, but Jalea follows up her rebound, follows the shot, puts it up, and she extends the lead to nine. 10 seconds to go here on the clock. Ball in the hands of Sandpoint. Brittany will finish up another shot, bring it within nine. Good job by Brittany. And 2 seconds will just end it right there. And great two games. I mean, these were awesome games to watch. Sandpoint and Kinko both just did a spectacular job feeding off of one another. The energy was great. King Cove walks away with two wins now, but man, I really feel like the Lady Eagles showed that they are a great team this year, really keeping high energy, good spirits and attitudes. Final score, 59-50, King Cove with the win.